Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great events, activities, programs, and people right here at Lamar University. I'm Shelby Rodriguez, Public Affairs Manager here at LU, and I want to welcome everyone back to this week's episode of the LU Moment, right? All right, listen, guys, we love showcasing our Cardinals taking flight, doing big things, impacting change, doing work that matters. And so this week, we are spotlighting one of our Cardinals who's off earning his ears at the greatest place on earth. You guessed it, Walt Disney World. Christian Craddock, senior data analytics major, is off at the Walt Disney College program doing big things. And so he's joining us today on the OU Moment. Christian, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, Christian. So for our audience who may not be familiar, tell us, what is the Walt Disney College program?
The Disney College program is a platform for young adults to be able to learn what it's like to work for a major corporation, whether it's a blue collar job or a white collar job. They also have opportunities for career advancement and also give you a chance to really see what it's like working for one of the world's major entertainment distributors.
Okay, so I want to back up a little bit. How in the world did you earn this opportunity? How did you hear about it? Did you have to apply? What inspired you to apply?
So I actually, I've been going to Disney most of my life. Most of my grandfather's memories are related back to Disney World. And so it's always had a connection. Like, this is back when they used to have Downtown Disney. Now it has Disney Springs. And so I always had a connection to Disney. I was a Disney kid growing up. But what made it different is I came and saw Disney as an adult back last July. And when I came last July, it was just amazing in how detailed everything was, being that I understand a little bit more in depth about business and how hard it is, especially on the hospitality side, given that I have hotel experience. Seeing everything in full play here was amazing, to say the least. It made you think what type of things are happening behind the scenes, because you don't see anything. The ground, there's never trash anywhere. At the most, they do stuff to, they have people who write watermarks in the ground with the Disney signatures and stuff like that and draw for the kids. And there's never a mistake. You don't ever hear anything about it. Everything's kept in-house. Everything's clean. They do a wonderful job at entertainment and what they do and keeping everything a happy feeling. It really does feel like the most magical place on earth.
Wow. So this started with you just as a guest, supposed to be going to enjoy yourself. And you're like, man, yeah, we have plenty of students over there who have interned and all that. And they all talk about doing the Disney scoop, just doing your part. You see a piece of trash on the ground, do the Disney scoop and pick it up and throw it away. Right.
So I just finished that class. I want 3 to 4 days ago. So I'm still fairly new. My start date was April 4th.
Okay, well, welcome. So you are still learning, right?
Yes, I'm still going through training almost every day.
I know, we now know the inspiration behind, you know, why you're like, look, I gotta work at this place. I gotta see the mechanics. I gotta know how it works. But how did you find out about the college program? Did you just Google it? Did you use a resource?
So funny story about that is, actually, my LB got into the program before me.
Your line brother.
Yes, he got into the program before me. I applied for the Disney professional internships, and I applied to at least 7 of them. I didn't get into any of them, not one, but I got into the college program. But it wasn't until my line brother, he knew that what I was doing, but he applied to the college program thinking it was a professional internship. But he got into that one. And then I was like, how'd you get in? And we're looking at each other like, oh, you got in, you didn't. And then he was like, this is the college program. I was like, what is that? And then next thing you know, I applied for the college program and then we both got in. And I just chose to accept this offer. He chose to accept the different offers to another company.
So Christian, what kinds of things are you hoping to get out of the program?
I've already been connecting and networking and talking with different people, and they've already started me in on applying for different jobs and looking, even going so far as to look for housing just in case you want to stay out here so you don't have to live in like the dorm situation that we have. It puts you on a platform, but you have to be a go-getter in order to get where you want to go, ironically. But there's so many people out here who who are passing by. Like, it's 24, like literally 24/7. People are coming in, going, exiting, entering. It's in every facet of the way you can see it. Like, even if it's moving in from getting a new position to constantly changing things, everything, like, they just opened up. If there's a new attraction that just opens up, you get access to that. And then once you get access to that, you can choose whether or not you want to work there. And then if you apply and get in, then you get in. And then, like, they're constantly sending out applications if you want to extend your stay, because you can extend your stay. There are people who, when I applied for this, Ms. Burton in the Career Center, she told me there were some people who haven't come home yet.
Whoa. And the Career Center down there or down here?
No, down at Lamar University, Ms. Nicole Burton. She's my placement advisor. And so she told me there are some students who have chosen to extend their stay, and they keep extending their stay, and they haven't come back to school yet.
Wow. How long will you be down there?
I'm going to be down here until September 8th, unless I choose to extend my stay.
a long time.
There are, like, minimums. You can't be down here for, like, less than, like, 5 months.
Wow. Okay, so now that you visited Disney World as a kid, and so now here you are as an adult, you see what it takes to run a corporation like this. How does it feel? Like, what is going through your mind?
One thing I can say is, so since I've had to get ingrained in how Disney runs and operates, I've had to sit down and watch the business side of it take place. The business side, to me, speaking as a business major, is scary. It scared me. It's like Men in Black. You step into a room, flash, here's your ID. Step into the next room, fingerprint, boom, here you go. Then you step into the next room, we need you to sign this document, that document. It's, the efficiency is scary.
Yeah.
And then aside from that is looking at how everything runs on a behind the scenes look. There's a high level of social demand. And given that I worked in hospitality before with, like, a hotel, and that's a brand name hotel, the demand is crazy big here. And the only way I can think about it is that this is a household name that's recognizable by three circles. That's all it takes for you to understand what the image is. And so one thing, and just to go back into, like, the history a little bit, when I learned about the history, Walt Disney's nephew, Roy, in my opinion, is what really made the difference and the big difference in the change, because he brought on two people. One's name is, I believe, Eisner, and the other gentleman's name starts with an E. But when he brought in those second two people, they made the changes possible for Disney to be on the platform that it is today by being innovators and thinking of everything that, you know, you could see possible, because a lot of people thought Walt Disney was kind of a flop. And then there were even two potential hostile takeovers, but they didn't succeed. luckily, they didn't succeed. And so because of all of that, I feel like seeing everything now, it's literally what they destined it to be, because Walt Disney had an image and everybody wanted to make sure that his image came to pass.
Yeah. So what has been your most memorable moment so far working at the greatest place on earth?
So basically the career and professional, I guess you could say staff, calls me Genie, because in one of my applications for a program that's out here, I had to stay and had to give like a brief description, but I turned it into a paragraph over what Disney character do I most relate to and why. And I picked Genie from Aladdin. And the reason I picked Genie from Aladdin is I said we share somewhat of the same physique and the same character in the way that we act. But if you take a deeper look into us, when going the extra mile is your minimum, everything can seem daunting to most people, which henceforth makes what you do magic in their eyes. And so they seek you out to perform whatever task or assignment, which would then be forth granting their wish. And so that's one thing that I said that stuck with everybody. And so they was like, that's who you relate to from now on. That's who you are. And even though my favorite character is Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, but, you know, I guess.
Why is that?
I've always grown. That was my show. That and Jake Long, American Dragon. Those were my two shows. That, if anything was shows in Disney for me, it was Lilo and Stitch and American Dragon. And what the crazy thing about it is that I've started to make connections, and I kind of have a goal for myself right now. Disney has an app called Genie Plus. Genie Plus is an analytical app, ironically, that basically takes a survey of whatever the customer or the guest wants and likes, and they make their trip experience according to that survey. And so they'll tell you what days you need to go to what parks and what times you need to go to them based on the constant availability. And they plan out your whole trip on this app. And it constantly changes in real time due to wait times and everything like that. And they constantly have people that work on this. And I was like, me being an analytics major, this is something that I need to look into. So that's where my goal is right now.
Like life kind of came full circle with you mentioning Genie, business analytics. They got the Genie app.
I hope it does. I'm working at it. I really am. I bug those people so much, they're going to know who I am. I wake up every day thinking that, okay, I have to show off my greatness in some type of way. Like, I don't want to call it, like, cocky, but I do say that I'm a very, I like to call myself extravagant. So I like to do things like Midas and make everything turn to gold.
So could you ever, looking back, hindsight is 2020, could you have imagined that little bitty boy growing up looking at Disney World and how it works? Could you have imagined you'd be working there?
I want to say as a little boy, yes. Because I've always had this extravagant personality of mine and the way that I thought about things. So
dreaming big, just like Disney.
Yeah, like I grew up with my parents and my mother always telling me, you never know who's watching you. So I always move like cameras were always on me. So it propelled me. But when I say that I know that doors open and close constantly, God always has a position for you. And so I didn't know that data and software was going to be my passion. That was far left. I was a marketing major. I thought I could talk my way through anything. I felt like just the stuff constantly, but I did a couple of internships because at one point in time, I worked on the 288 Toll Lanes project for Houston, Texas. And when I did my internships and everything, I saw a lot of people doing a lot. I worked with a lot of RPO agreements. I saw a lot of people doing a lot of different things. And there was one dude in the corner, not doing anything, just chilling every day. I wouldn't talk to him, ask what he did. And he said he was the data analyst. He just turned numbers into a visual. And he was like a one-man band. And I was like, I want to be the one-man band because I don't want to ever have to look and seek people out. Now, I know you need people for everything that you do in life. I don't let that go, but I want to be able to do it myself first.
All right. And so where do you see yourself from here? What's next for Christian?
Honestly, I see myself graduating first and foremost, hopefully sending another young woman to nationals as Miss Black. And then on a business perspective, I see myself taking a job as either a data miner or analyst for a various number of companies and just hopefully building my clientele to then become an entrepreneur later. But at the meanwhile, I'm going wherever the money takes me. It's financially driven right now. That's been the main part about it. I'm financially driven. But if Disney opens up a position like I want it to, then I will be happy to say yes and stay and work. And they even have programs out here that will pay for your schooling and your master's.
All right, y'all listening, Disney? Christian Craddock. He's right there. He's there now. You have an opening. Well, I am so excited for you, Christian. I'm excited for everything that you are going to achieve. Can't wait to see you back here on campus in the fall semester. I'm assuming mid to late September.
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping to come back around mid-September. I'm making a drive, so, you know, I'll be driving back.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining me on the LU Moment this week, Christian.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you, Ms. Rodriguez.
As always, be sure to follow us on social media. You already know the username, but in case you don't, here's a hint. It's Lamar University. This is Shelby Rodriguez, Public Affairs Manager here at LU, the pride of Southeast Texas.